And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you check out SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you check out the YouTube page, the Facebook page. Every interview is up, upcoming events. We got some real cool events coming up this month. Definitely going to tell you about that later on in the show. Right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline, Eric Davis, the managing editor at Movies.com, the contributing editor at Fandango.com, is on the line with us. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Going on, man?
So you were at Toronto Film Festival this week. Tell me, what was going on down there?
A lot of good films were playing, and one of the things I like about Toronto is like last year, I wound up seeing four of the, however, 9, 10 movies that were nominated for Best Picture. So that's basically what you get there. You get a lot of films that the studios bring there that they feel are going to be big awards contenders, and you have all other kinds of films, too. But you get a lot of those films. So I saw some of those films. My favorite film, however, is a film called Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal. This comes out in October, and it is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Really, really enjoyed it.
And this is the movie where he lost, like, a ton of weight to play this role, correct?
Yeah. He's super skinny in it. And you know what I like about it is that it's a movie that we've never really seen before. It's about a guy who he runs to crime scenes and takes amateur video footage of these scenes before the cops get there. And then he sells that footage to TV news stations, you know, looking for like a bloody video or something. And things just escalate throughout the film. And it's a film, it's funny, but it also keeps you on the edge of your seat. I highly recommend this film when it comes out, especially if you like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, wow. What else did you see down there?
The Imitation Game. This is a film I think is going to be nominated for Best Picture. It's going to be a front runner. It's going to be in the hunt. It stars Benedict Cumberbatch. It tells us the life of Alan Turing, who during World War II, he was a computer. He's kind of one of the founders of computer science. The Turing machine was a very early computer, sort of. That's how computers were born out of. This guy was a code cracker in World War II, and it's sort of about how he defeated the Nazis with code, cracking some of their codes. Really compelling movie, super good. Really enjoyed it.
Okay, great. And also, I believe you said you saw The Drop.
I did. I saw The Drop out there, and it was a really poignant moment during the premiere of that film where they called all the actors out on stage, and then the director said, you know what, I want to call James Gandolfini out on stage, too, for the last time. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, James Gandolfini, and the whole place erupted in applause, and it was a really sweet moment. This film, sort of about a Brooklyn neighborhood. James Gandolfini plays the owner of this bar that has been taken over by the mob. And he doesn't like that, and so he goes about staging a heist of his own bar to get back at the people who sort of took it from him. Tom Hardy also stars as this unassuming Brooklyn bartender who works for him, and it's kind of like a local story about the boys, you know, the boys in Brooklyn. And it's interesting to see Gandolfini in this role because, of course, The Sopranos, Tony Soprano. So this is kind of the closest to a Tony Soprano-type role. I say it's like Tony Soprano 10 years later is what this role reminds me of.
Wow. So what else do we have coming out this week in theaters that people can look forward to see?
We also have a really interesting movie called No Good Deed. If you're an Idris Elba fan, he's not such a good guy in this. He's been a good guy lately in movies, but in this one, he's an ex-con who goes to knock on some woman's door in a neighborhood, and, you know, he has car trouble, and she lets him in to use the phone, but you know what? You know, no good deed goes unpunished, so they say, and he takes over the house and takes her hostage, and things escalate from there. So kind of a little bit of a home invasion thriller.
Okay, so this is more like a date movie if you want to hold somebody close to you and hold them tight, I guess.
Exactly. It's one of those kinds of films. And if you have kids, Dolphin Tale 2. If you saw the original Dolphin Tale, this is another Dolphin Tale 2 about dolphins who were rescued and, you know, some sweet story that goes over there. It reminds me of those whale movies that they made. Remember those whale movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of like that with dolphins, and dolphins are really cute. My kid watches this commercial, and now she wants to go swim with dolphins, so that's what you have for the kids.
All right, great. And on DVD Blu-ray, we got three releases that I want to talk to you about: Captain America Winter Soldier, Vampire Diaries Season 5, and Supernatural Season 9. As far as Captain America Winter Soldier, saw this earlier, and I love the movie. Is it worth me getting the DVD Blu-ray as far as extras and any interactive things that I need to know about with this DVD?
Yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff on it. They have, actually, they just released a whole reel of bloopers, and they have some behind-the-scenes stuff, some really cool commentary. I say if you're a fan of Marvel, you want to check out the Blu-ray, because Marvel is known to pack their Blu-rays with all kinds of really geeky stuff. There's deleted scenes in there, stuff that wasn't included in the movie. So, you know, if you're a Marvel geek and you like to know everything that there is to know about these films, definitely pick it up.
All right, cool. We're talking with Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com, the contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you check out Movies.com as well. They have the whole fall preview up on that website. You can everything you want to check out for this fall, go to Movies.com, check it out. Trust me, you won't be disappointed. It's a lot of good stuff there. Eric, thanks so much for joining us each week, man.
You got it. Thanks, man.
All right, we'll be back right after this.